Well, I'm going to shift gears here, and Luna, now I want to share this with you. When I ask people who belong to our website what they wanted to hear in interviews beyond, you know, the technical information like we've just shared, time and time again, people ask me to ask you just to share a personal struggle with horses or in the horse business. And I think what happens is that, you know, this business with horses, while it's all of our passions and we love it and we enjoy it and it's a thrill, it's also not easy. And depending upon what everyone does, whether they compete or not compete, you know, we can all get discouraged. And people ask, like, a difficult struggle and maybe to the point of giving up and how you got through it and what's helped you be successful or a turning point in your career, just anything you'd like to share.
Well, I'll let Al think on, I mean, go second, because I talked to you a little bit earlier about this, and I think the thing that I'd like to share, especially being a female in the horse world, and my biggest struggles was as a young person, because I came from a family that supported me with my interest in horses, which I had, there's still today no but the other family member that are into horses as I am. And financially, they could participate so little for me. And it was always a struggle, and wanting to be a professional and getting into it as a young professional, you know, it was hard to see others could get things easier financially because of parents' income or luck or whatever it may be. And my best part was, I'm so glad in a lot of ways that my parents didn't financially be able to support me in a lot of ways, because it may be me become more hungry for doing well with the career of horses, and doing well meaning that I had to work for things that I needed or I wanted, that made me more determined. It made me appreciate, take care of things that I had. And the best part of all, which my parents never paid for a lesson for me because they couldn't afford it, is that I learned how to go ask questions and work with other people and ask questions and take what I learned from other people to what really I know today. And competitions was the best way to do that. I'd go to competitions and I'd see a rider, and I always admired Al, and I'd see him as a Western rider and go, gosh, I want to do that. And you know what? Al would always be one. I'd go up and talk to him and ask him a question, and he'd answer it. So it builds, you know, those things. If you're hungry enough to do something, the sky's the limit. You can do it. You don't have to have a lot of money to do it. If you're determined and you work long hours and you stick to the grind, you can make anything happen you want to.
Mm-hmm.